Hello, this is
Joey. Yeah, this is Harriet Washer. I spoke to Hope. I'm supposed to be on tonight.
Harriet, it's Joey.
Joey!
You're on the air. Harriet, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, Harriet.
Turn the radio down?
Good to have you. Turn the radio down.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Now, Harriet used to call Barry Gray all the time, and we've had her in the studio. She's the biggest Bobby Darin fan in history. Bobby Darin got, last year was the greatest celebration in his career. When the ASCAP award was given to him as a singer-songwriter, which he was. He did both. Most of these great artists did not do both. They either wrote or sang, and Bobby Darin did both. So now, I guess A&E did a special on him. Is that right, Harriet?
Yeah, they're going to do an A&E bio, and I'm going to be involved in it.
Oh, they haven't done
it. And I figured any time that I'm involved in something like that, you would want to know.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be shown for a while, but they're starting to tape, and it's going to be, they're doing five people whose careers start at the Brill Building, and Bobby's going to be one of those people, but it's going to take in other areas of his success story and et cetera, et cetera.
Who else started at the Brill Building?
Well, I mean, Paul Simon, Neil Sedaka, Don Kirshner. I don't think, although Don is not an artist, you know. What's her name?
Carole King. Yeah. Tony Orlando.
Tony Orlando, Burt Bacharach.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I remember. Yeah, a whole slew of people.
No, but I meant the five. You had said five. That's what.
I didn't even ask about all the others.
Yeah, but you know, when you get on somebody, Harriet, you really drive it home. I mean, like Bobby Darin never got so celebrated until you got on the case, and then the ASCAP award was outstanding last year.
Well, I think it took a lot of work by a lot of people to really keep his name out there. You know, it's for 30 years.
Yes.
And he's getting more play. There's tremendous interest in his music as far as movies.
Yeah.
You know, in the American Beauty, there were four Bobby Darin songs.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's incredible.
So he was really an amazing guy. And now he has a DVD out. That's the big thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What's it called?
Mac is Back. Very original title, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it is. It is. It's great.
Yeah. And it's his last TV. It's his last show, and it's done in concert. It's a concert format because at that particular time, he was really very, very ill. And the feeling was he was not going to do any more shows after that. So this show is done as a concert. And what they did was they added other film clips at the beginning of the DVD. And it goes for like 71 minutes. And it's a full-blown performance. And this company that just put it out is called Questar.
Yeah.
So we're kind of excited about it, and it also contains his version of Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Oh.
Which excites me, because I always wanted Bobby to do it anyway.
Bob Crew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, I'm really pleased that that particular record, that particular song ended up on the DVD. So
your other squeeze, Bob Crew.
Yes.
Have you read my book yet?
No.
You didn't know about it?
You mentioned it to me, but I don't know. I really can't say I read it.
Well, I'll swap you. Get me the Bobby Darin DVD, and I'll get you one of my books.
I have the Bobby DVD for you.
All right.
Absolutely. My feeling was, you know, you're a busy guy. I don't know whether you'd want. Do you have a DVD player?
Of course I do. I'm not that busy. I'm a media person.
Well, there are people who don't have DVDs. I don't have one, frankly.
But
I have a friend who taped the whole thing for me.
They're only $200, you know. I mean, you put them in your house, and they're clearer than VHS.
Oh, I know. They're very nice.
Yeah, and they're nice. And you pop the thing in, and they're easy to cart and store. That's all. I mean, it's an easy thing.
Yeah, I know.
So when you get a couple hundred dollars, you get one of those things.
Oh, I know. It's not money. It's really not money.
No, it's the price of a cup of coffee in New York.
Oh, a little exaggerated.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, exactly.
You know what? But my book has Bob Crew, and Bob read it and thought it would be a great screenplay. And he called me and he complimented me on it. But he also said that I was wrong in something that I had said when I had credited Frankie Valli with writing the theme song for me. And Bob says Frankie never wrote a check. He says, you know, I wrote
what theme song? When you talk about your
when he did my theme song.
Yeah, well, he never wrote. He wasn't a songwriter at all.
No, that's what he said.
Exactly.
So he corrected me. I said in the book that Frankie Valli wrote it. So he says, no. And I said, well, when we reprint it, when we go to our next printing, I'll correct it.
And nobody wrote you and told you that you were wrong or called you or emailed
you? Yeah, Bob Crewe did. That's what
Right. Okay.
I got corrected.
Okay.
So now I got to change it in the next printing. That's what I'm saying. And now we're in our
third. That's very difficult. People always say that we're going to change this and change
no,
that.
No, we are. We're in our third printing, and we are going to change it.
Can you get it on the web? I mean, you can get it through email, you know.
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com?
Yeah, but I'm going to send you one, Harriet, so you don't have to buy it.
I'm going to give you my address.
I'm trading you off. That's what I just said. You're going to give me the DVD.
I'm going to give you my address.
Now, this is a video DVD, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Well, then I'll get you the video version of my book.
And you have a video version?
So there. I'm working on it.
Oh, okay.
All right, but I'll get you the book. The book I'll send
out. But I'm not mentioning it.
How do you know you're not mentioning it?
Because you would have told me.
Oh, is that right?
I think.
Are you sure you're not mentioning it?
I don't know. I think you would tell me.
I think you got to look for it. Hold on for a minute. We'll be right back. It's the Joey Reynolds Show. Harriet Wasser's here, and she's talking, like always, you know, about Bobby Darin. There's no bigger fan in the world. It's 800-32. This is the greatest. She's the greatest promotion person in the world. When she believes in somebody, they go to the moon and back. 800-32-10-710. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to The Joey Reynolds Show.